Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to a very socially distant Kramer and Jess. Actually, not as, I guess, socially distant as we've been. At least we're in the same studio now.
Yeah.
But real talk. So we're be careful. We're in the Mix 106.5 studios for the very first time.
First time ever.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The problem is that Intercom, who's like the parent company of Mix, is like very, which they should be, like very strict about social distancing and, you know, keeping everybody safe. And what's weird is because, I am too. I've been really particular about it, about who I'm around and everything. But Jess and I have spent so much time together.
Like this entire time.
We've been together the whole time.
Basically.
Yeah. So we get into the studio and basically when we start our morning show here coming up on Monday, which it's going to be here before
four
you know
days
it,
away.
Jess is going to be in the side studio, kind of like the old phone screener days. Mm-hmm. You'll be in your little side studio and I'm going to be in the main studio because of the whole social distancing thing, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, it's better than being in separate, there's some morning shows right now that are in separate
places completely. Can't even see each other, which sucks.
So for us, we're grateful for it. But today is strange because the engineers here, Kenny and Charlie, super nice guys.
The best.
Are working on Jess's side studio, so she can't go in there. Well, technically, Jess and I can't be in the same studio together right now.
We're not supposed to be doing this at all, but we're already breaking the rules.
We found a workaround for this, so we're in the same studio, but we're both just wearing masks right now. Uh-huh. And this may totally sound like I'm wearing a mask right now.
It's because you are.
Because we're totally wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome to our Uncensored podcast. If you're brand new, this is We Are the Morning Show at Mix 106.5. If you've been long time? What do you say for like people that have been around a long time? Day ones?
Day ones.
Okay. You've been around a long time. Thanks for joining us on this one. I'm Kramer. That's Jess. And that's our show.
Mm-hmm. That's it. All right. Bye, everybody.
It's fun. Well, in San Diego. So in case you don't know much about us, we came from a show in San Diego, right? And that show was big. We had, 5 or 6 people on that show?
Yeah.
So we do a podcast and the intro would take 7 minutes because...
That was like Kramer and Jess. That's it.
I'm like, anybody else?
Bueller? Anyone? Yeah. No? All right. Just us two? Cool.
Kiki's in the corner right now. My chihuahua's here.
Yeah.
I want to start today's podcast with the most awkward friggin' situation because Tom,
boss Tom,
great guy.
What did you do to him?
I knew the day would come where we were going to be too comfortable with each other.
I've been waiting for it because the two of you have just been sharing a lot of information with each other, especially you.
Yeah.
I am kind of surprised on how much you're letting him like know all of you.
And what do you think so far that I've shared that you've been like, I don't think you should have shared that with him?
Just how, like all of the details of your dating life.
Oh yeah.
Because first of all, we're new and we're trying to make good impression. And it's like, you only want to give them like, I'd say like 30% of you in the beginning. Right.
Right.
And you are giving him so much and I'm like nervous.
Cause Jess is not being quite Jess yet. You are like you're sprinkling it in, but I know you.
Yeah, no, I sprinkle it in here and there.
Yeah.
And then we've only been hanging out in like small increments here. So I mean, they'll probably get the full me in like a couple of months. Cause at that point they can't get, you know, I'm here. Right.
So, like it or not.
Yeah. Like it or not. But right now I'm just trying to keep like a little bit here, a little bit there, and you're all in and it's making me nervous.
So in case you're from Mix, that's how you found us. I'll give you kind of a backstory on me that I think is making Jess feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Is that when I'm divorced. I'm divorced.
Yes.
And probably it was a little over a year ago, last summer, I started dating, and my old co-host gave me some recommendation because I was such a monogamous person.
And
right?
You were scared. It was unusual. It was weird, uncharted territory.
I didn't know how to date. Right. And so I always felt like I had to overscreen every woman. And if she didn't check all the boxes off.
Yeah, you were like, I need like all like W4s, W9s, check that.
Like, what's your 10-year plan, your 20-year plan? How are we going to die together? Gray plots next to each other? Are we getting cremated? Like,
weird.
Because I'm just so used to like finding a partner and settling down. And so one day on our old radio show, my last partner, Gina, she was like, just go have fun.
Yeah.
Like, just don't worry about it.
And she was right. Until you took it too far. Until it's 2 years in and this boy don't know how to act. And he's like sharing all of these stories with Tom. And I'm like, what are you even saying right now?
And there was a time in my life, Jessica, post-divorce, where I was a little wild. And how would you describe it? Respectfully.
Out here in these streets?
I was out here in the streets. Mm-hmm. I was out here in the streets.
Pimping all over the world. Girls in different area. I don't know.
Because once Gina was like, just don't take it so seriously. Like, just go out and date. And I'm like, okay. Then literally every woman that I was attracted to, I asked out. So then I'm dating like 7 women at the same time. Yeah,
no, then it's like season 37 of The Bachelor. Yeah,
the Bachelor that never ends because nobody ever got eliminated.
Yeah, like, is this safe? Like, so, I don't know.
I think I took Gina's advice a little too... I think I took it the wrong way. Like, what to do with it, you know?
Honestly, I can't fault you too much because you were married for like hella long.
Right. So backstory on me, I got married when I was 24.
Exactly, which I think is a huge factor into the story.
I didn't get to
be,
for lack of better terms, an F boy.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair.
I didn't get to F around.
Right.
Okay.
So now you are here in 2020. 37 years old, trying to figure it out on Hinge, and it's a mess.
So what's making Jess uncomfortable, because Tom, keep in mind, boss Tom, who's literally, I've worked in this industry for 15 years, and we're obviously still in the honeymoon phase, but Tom is like,
exactly,
legit nice.
We are in the honeymoon phase, and I'm like, why are you trying to end this for us right now?
I'm over here telling him like war stories, right? Of like dating. And because I don't know, I've been talking to Tom about this job since February, March, or long time. We have like a camaraderie.
That don't mean you need to share everything with this man.
I'm just too open. Uh-huh. But today was like the crescendo of the whole situation.
What happened?
So him and I were on a Zoom call with a certain, like, we call it radio prep. It's people that, like, every morning
help
Jess
us prep the show.
Yeah, exactly. We get news stories and audio and stuff, and it's just easy to, you know, stuff that everyone's going to be talking about, so we just get it. It's easy to download and play back or whatever.
Stuff.
So we've had a couple of these calls. Everybody's trying to pitch their services to us, and today was, like, one of the last ones, and we're on the Zoom call, and Tom texted me.
While you guys are on
the Zoom
call.
While we're on the Zoom call. Talking, just talking low-key trash.
Shade on the person.
About somebody that's on there.
Who's trying to handle business. Correct. With the two of you.
Now.
Perfect.
I'll take my mask down for a second. I can't put it back. I'm scared. I can't keep a straight face in situations like that. Because I see Tom Cook's name come up on my phone. I'm like, maybe this is important.
Yeah.
Let me double check it.
And you're so obvious too. You like look down at your
phone.
I did.
I was like, excuse me. I have a text message from Tom Cook. Tom, what did you say?
Yeah.
Tom, what's your... I'm all showing on the Zoom screen. Look what Tom said.
Yeah.
So I look at it and he's talking like just low key. It's just like picking
banter.
Banter,
funny.
You know? And so
he's funny.
I look up and I see this thing that he's commenting on, this person's face. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't keep a straight face. I start laughing. And then I see him start laughing. And so it's like, okay, cool. We cool.
whatever. So afterwards, so I knew we were going to talk about it afterwards, right? But after that Zoom call, I really had to go pee.
Oh, no. Because
we had been on the Zoom call for 30 minutes. So I really have to go pee.
Uh-huh.
I walk in the bathroom, still have my phone in my hand. I start peeing and I look down and I get a call from Tom Cook.
Stop it.
Okay. Hang on. And
don't you dime. No, don't you dare.
I also don't, because Tom's schedule is kind of tight. And so
I'm going to throw up. I swear to you, if you answer this midstream, I'm going to walk out.
No, it's worse. It's worse.
Stop it.
It's worse.
No.
No, it's worse.
No.
Trust me, it's worse than you're even thinking.
I'm going to throw up.
So,
I'm so upset.
So I literally answer.
You are peeing.
Call.
You're peeing and it's, you answer the.
Yes, because I don't want to miss the call. Right. And I'm literally like, hey, man, I'm peeing. Hang on 1 second.
So I tell him that you were peeing.
Well, because I just want to be honest with him. But I'm like, hang on for 1 second. My plan was to then just hit the mute button.
Stop and it.
Then,
and like, you FaceTime him.
No. It's not that bad. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, cool. He's on mute. No big deal. Finish my bathroom process. Look over at my phone. I never hit mute.
And he heard the flush.
The whole thing.
He heard the freaking
What made it even
thing.
Worse was neither of us have mentioned.
We just had lunch and the two of you had like, no, nothing was even acknowledged. We just sat there, the three of us. And I'm just sitting in this like nasty, awkward, pee, uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh.
I kind of want to call him. Should we call him?
Please.
We've never. Okay, so we're in the new studio. I don't want to like take this on the air, but let me see.
No. Just call him on your phone and put him on speaker.
Okay.
We janky.
No, I want to try to use the board. I want to try to use the board and see if we can do this. This is
off. But we just went off the air and you're trying to mess this up right now. You're going to make them hate us.
I know. Hang on. But I want to see if Tom knew that I was peeing today. I'm sure he did, but he just never mentioned it, which made it even more. Can you hear that? Oh,
yeah.
You hear that? Okay, good. Yeah. So we're going to call Tom.
Don't mess this up.
I know. No.
Oh, God.
This is, well, do you know the trick with these things?
No, usually you have, okay, put 9 and then the number. See if that works.
No. We'll just call him on here. He may not answer.
I'm so disgusted with you. I can't.
I'm sorry.
Tell him.
Tell us about that teacher at today's1019.com.
Oh. Hey, Tom.
Yo.
Hey, we're actually recording the podcast right now. We're going to bring you on. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay. We're trying to call you from the studio, but I can't figure out how to. I tried to dial 9 and 1, but it doesn't matter. We can just do it right here on the speakerphone. It's
I love how you asked for permission, even though he's already on the line. So he would have been on the podcast whether he wanted to or not.
That's true. We were talking just, I was telling how I had a really awkward Tom moment this morning, but neither of us mentioned it. And I don't know. I feel like it made it like a little more uncomfortable. I was telling the story about how when we got off the Zoom call this morning and then you called me immediately and I was peeing and I thought I put you on mute, but you weren't on mute. Did you actually hear the stream? And then did that make it uncomfortable between us? Because I feel like it needed to be mentioned.
Also, was it okay that he told you that he was peeing when he answered your phone call? Like, did you feel uncomfortable about that?
That didn't bother me in the least.
No, Tom's so cool.
One bit.
I literally just spent 5 minutes talking about how you're the coolest person I've ever worked with in radio.
But
I didn't think it'd be weird. And Jess also said that I'm being a little too open with you about my dating life, that like it's making me look bad to you. Also, just we should probably address that since we're all here together, right? Yeah.
I feel like that's an entirely separate podcast episode.
Tom's dirt. Tom comes on here and just gives all the dirt on my dating life. but have we made ourselves look bad? That's what we were kind of just starting with. Like, your first impressions of us as humans and then as employees, and you can be honest.
And also when we first met and then how it is now.
Good question.
Oh, God, you guys are asking good questions.
Yeah.
And this is no bullshit.
No.
I love you both just as much as when I first met you.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That's a good start. And how would you, let's say not radio people, but let's say like some of your friends came up to you that aren't in radio, just maybe are listeners or whatever, but not like people that you know and trust. And they were like, hey, what's really the deal? Like, how would you describe the two of us to them?
I would say that you are both like genuine people who just want to have a good time and want to engage people, engage listeners, and get good ratings. Like, if we're talking about it in context of the podcast or the radio show or working for me, like you check all the boxes and you guys are the real deal. That's something that I just, That's something I admire. And I
love his voice. God, I love it.
I'm going to literally save this clip for when we get in a fight. You know, like the first time we make you mad, I'm going to be like, remember how much you used to love us, Tom?
Yeah.
Way back in the day. Okay, I know you're busy, but we just had to check in on the peeing story.
Yeah, Kramer, shut that off. That was 2 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, dude. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Love you.
See you. Bye. Tom's so fucking cool.
I know. I'm afraid because it's getting so like homey.
I know.
And it's like, we're gonna slip up.
He's gonna have to discipline us one day.
And I'm just gonna be like, Tom.
Like, well, I thought we were cool.
I know.
I don't know. And I don't know how that's gonna change.
I don't know either.
Because
and his voice too, he's gonna be like, I'm really upset. And I'm like, are you?
But
is this the quiet storm or is this the real storm? I don't know.
I'm half aroused, but half scared. I'm not sure what to feel right now.
I don't know.
But that's like a quick introduction to Tom. That's our new boss.
He's so awesome.
So cool. And I'm trying to be realistic because I know it's the honeymoon phase here. And what you'll learn about this. Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
For you.
What you'll learn about this podcast, if you're new, is that we're pretty probably too open.
No, that I think too open is exactly what we are.
And honestly, if we didn't feel this way, we wouldn't come on here and say anything. But
we would say that we didn't like him.
100%. I mean, we have a new boss and he kind of sucks and we're not sure how to handle him.
We don't know if we should tell him on here. Let's call him and tell him.
Yeah, call him on the podcast and tell him. But we don't know I'm saying we will always be honest. And honestly, everybody here all the way up has been like so nice.
Yeah, I know. I told you yesterday, just talking to Charlie, I almost started crying.
Yeah.
Because he just started giving me all this advice. At first, I just thought I was introducing myself. And then it became some like life-changing conversation. And I left yesterday feeling like I could really change my life.
Just the nicest human being.
Out of nowhere.
And see, Tom's not scared of me. He's not scared of me yet.
I don't know.
I think he's a homie like that.
Not yet.
All right, let's catch up on a couple of different things because Jess just moved here to Baltimore. We both just signed our leases today.
Literally today.
Yep.
Yes.
So where are you living?
Towson.
Okay.
When we first came here to meet Tom and talk about all this kind of stuff, we went to a bunch of different areas. And when I went to Towson, like that's where I felt I really wanted to be. And I'm excited.
For people that aren't in here, aren't from Baltimore, it's like kind of there's a college there, a big college, and it's kind of a young vibe. I think it's perfect for you.
Yeah,
I'm afraid I would die over there.
No, it'd be terrible for you.
It's just I was driving through the other day and I was like, oh, this is cool, like there's a lot of attractive women. And then I always have to like stop and realize that I'm 37. I'm not 27 anymore.
No, nope.
Because I hang out with Jess so much that I feel
right
27 because exactly. Jess is 27, I'm 37.
We got to say that one more time,
right? But I'm definitely a decade old.
Yes, you are a decade.
Definitely 10 full years older than
Let's
Jess.
Let's just sit on that.
Actually, a little bit older than 10 more years, but right around 10 years older than Jess. So, but I have to remember that, right? Like, I can't hang with the kids.
No, you can't.
I can't hang with the kids anymore. It's just not possible.
Also, it'd be really bad because at first I was trying to get you to move into the apartments across the street from me.
Right.
Like legitimately, it's just like 5 steps away.
Right.
But at that point, it would just be like, working out together, working together,
we never,
hanging out together.
We'd never stop.
It'd be, no, we, why would we?
We'd never stop.
No.
So I'm living over in Fed Hill, which is kind of near.
30 minutes away.
Yeah, it's
me.
30 minutes away. It couldn't be any further.
Yeah.
I'm like closer down to the water. Jess is over by the college. But I think Fed Hill for my age.
Perfect for you because.
Not for you though.
No.
Older. Yeah.
Also for you, we both agreed that it was very important that you weren't necessarily kind of like in too residential. Otherwise you would never leave your home because that's how you are.
If I'm in the suburbs, like there's so many cute houses here, but I know the second that I go to the suburbs, I'm not coming back.
You will never step foot out
of
your home.
I will be there forever. And I'll just, if I really want to experience this city, I've got to be like in the middle of it.
Yes.
Because if it's inconvenient, you know, I'm not going.
No.
Our hotel is about 25 minutes from the station.
I debate
coming in here sometimes. I'm like, do we have to go in here today?
Because
like,
everything that you need is like right over there.
Yeah.
And if it's too easy for you, then you're never going to go out and explore.
That's not going to happen. So yes, we have our places. But Jess just moved here with her boyfriend. We talked about this in the last podcast, but his name is Garage Boy. Mm-hmm. And he got that nickname because was the first time that him and Jess met. Well, it wasn't the first time, but in the first couple of days.
It was the second day,
they hooked up in Jess's parents' garage. So we call him Garage Boy. And you guys have never lived together. They actually lived, they were dating, what do you call it? Long distance dating? What do you call that?
Long distance.
Yeah. They were long distance for 8 months, 7 months?
7 months.
And that's their relationship. That's it. Don't think they were like dating together for 2 years and then they went long distance. They were dating long distance. Uh-huh. And then they literally moved across the country together.
Yes.
And said, well, I hope this works.
Yeah.
And so life's been kind of weird because we're living in a hotel right now. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as like what normal life will be like.
Oh, 100%. We're kind of in like a vacation mode type deal right now.
So what are you, what's it been like with you guys? Because you've never spent this much time together.
Yeah.
As human beings.
It's very interesting. Just how does he keep his things? What is his routine? What is he like when he wakes up? Like, I'm noticing all those things. And it's not, so far how I feel is like, we're like meant to be together.
You're still happy.
Yeah. I'm still happy.
I'm just saying that puts a lot of stress on a relationship. Moving period is tough.
Yeah.
And you're like, if the cracks are going to happen, they're going to happen in life moments, like moving across the country
and being uncomfortable.
Totally.
And not knowing where we are or what to do or how to do anything.
A lot of opportunities for fights, right?
And you know, what's been really cool though, too, is it's almost like I'll handle something and then he already has something else handled that we need to take care of.
It's great.
So it's just been an automatic balance. And our personalities couldn't be more different. Like, how would you describe his personality compared to mine?
I was actually telling somebody the other day because they were asking me what he's like.
Right. When we're hanging out together. Because also, too, it's funny for you. You met him for the first time and then we've been together every single day, the three of us.
It's like you guys are so like you're different, mm-hmm. but like. There's definitely chemistry there.
Like we just work. It's
I would never put you two together. Like right. if you were like, if I like met the both of you, I would never be like, or if I knew him, I've never, you need to meet my friend Garage Boy because yeah. I wouldn't see you guys together.
Yeah.
He's very, I don't want to say he's quiet, but he's a little more, Jess is like firecracker all the time, which I don't think you need one of those.
No.
You have to shine.
Yeah. But also it's like, it would just be too much.
Right.
So the balance is like that.
But he's low key. He's not like, he's not boring by any means. He's like, he's fun and he's funny.
Low key sassy.
He's sassy.
Yeah, he's sassy.
He's sassy.
And it's funny, but it's like a good balance to where I've had like low key meltdowns or if I'm about to have a meltdown, he's really good at like, let's just go for a walk.
He like talks trash, but it's not even like offensive.
No, because he's right.
He's just low key because he's right.
Because he's right. Yeah.
We're going to bring him on. We'll bring him on next week. Will he come on next week?
Oh, totally.
We can't bring him in the studio, but.
But it's been fun. And I feel like I'm just.
Hasn't been fun, though? What's been the least amount of fun that you guys have had? I'm like, that sucked. Anything you guys have been fighting about? The only thing I've experienced is Jessica Dutra.
What?
Is not a good driver.
Oh, hell no. I swear. If you come on here and do
Jessica Dutra is not a good driver.
Both of you have been upsetting me.
You're not a good driver.
Then why am I driving? Then why?
Well, I don't have a car right now, to be fair.
Okay, listen to me, all of you. So,
all of you.
Because here's the thing. If I'm driving and I'm looking up directions, I don't understand why it's an issue the way I receive and understand the directions. The way my mind works when I'm behind the wheel in my vehicle is I need to see the directions and like the words. Otherwise, I get anxiety because I don't know what's coming up. And right. For some reason, that annoys the two of them. So a whole lot of backseat driving is going on.
I didn't even know this is a feature, but apparently on your iPhone, there's like a MapQuest mode where it'll show you the words of where you're supposed to turn. And most humans, normal humans, just follow the map.
And before
and
that,
it tells you where to go.
I didn't even know that was a feature because remember my map was like upside down.
Like, just show me. And it was like, I was like, wait, but this is not even turned the right way. You don't use it like a normal turn by turn.
And every time we've used my GPS, it always takes us some like random sketchy way.
It's not good. So that's my first problem is Jess uses her GPS like it's MapQuest. It's really, and she's like, wait, and 200 kilometers. I'm like, how fucking far is 200 kilometers?
Whatever.
I don't know how far that is.
That's been the only thing that's super annoying is because the three of us have been together a lot. And so you guys have just been annoying me about that.
So there's that. And then you're just not a great driver. Like, can you admit that? Do you know that about yourself?
I understand, know, and acknowledge that completely. Like, okay. I'm afraid that we, when we have to go do the whole like new ID car thing, one, I'm upset because I have to take a new picture and I really love the picture on my current ID. Yeah. It's super freaking cute. Can you agree?
It's cute. It's a good picture.
Thank you. And also, someone DM'd me saying that they take away your other ID. They just, I didn't know that.
What, do you want to keep it and frame it?
I
want
to keep it. I wanted to keep it, put in a scrapbook or something. And two, I didn't know if we had to take a test, because if I have to take a test, I'm not getting it.
You're not a good, like on a 1 to 10 scale, and I'm going to come up with an answer too. What do you think? Or we can grade you. We can like grade your driving, like A, B, C, D, F.
Yes.
Where do you think your driving skills are?
I'm an F.
No, I don't think you're, I was going to give you a C minus.
Well, inside,
you're not terrible. Like, you don't like swerve all over the road. You're just very, I feel like you're very unsure behind the wheel.
I'm unsure about life. When I'm driving, because I have no control and I'm constantly worrying about what everyone else around me is going to be doing, that I hate it and I can't focus. And then also putting me in a place I've only been here for like 7 days and I don't know where I'm going. Are you kidding
me? You're also, you're a very heavy breaker.
Okay.
Like, your brakes are so intense.
Everyone says that to me. Like, why does everyone, that matter?
Like, with me, it's just, you just nicely.
I'm like,
just a little bit of pressure on the brake.
Right before I could almost hit the car in front of me.
That's it. like literally right before. And then it's, that's how most people brake. But Jess is like,
I never said I should be driving. I never said I wanted to be driving.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I think in our friendship, we should just say that I'm typically going to be the driver because it stresses me out.
No, it stresses me out. Okay. No, honestly, I feel like you know what? I feel like I am a good driver, but it's when no one is in the car.
No one can see it.
Because
I mean, I was going to do good today, but I just don't want to. I don't want to.
Yeah,
because
I get nervous.
Yeah. Well, it's not good. So can I drive your car? Are you okay with it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm okay with driving. I just don't want to like.
No, when you let me drive your car the other day, I was like, oh my God.
Why did you drive my car again? I forget.
Because I dropped you and Kiki off at the pet store I could go to Starbucks.
Just literally, I had to go run a quick errand over to Petco over in, I think we were in Timonium.
Yes.
And we're in Petco. And Jess is like, I really want to go to some Starbucks. And I'm like, well, we don't have all day. So like, why don't, when I run inside, you can, I have to straighten my mask out over here. Sorry. Why don't you go take my car and go to Starbucks, knowing that like, it's not going to be a good, like knowing your driving skills, but also need to like crunch on time.
When you even like offered that, I was like, why?
Are you serious?
I was like, what? And then when we got in the car, I was like, I told Garage Boy, I'm like, if I do something to this car, it's going to be so freaking bad. No, I literally told him, I was like, I am so afraid right now because first of all, this is a nice car. I don't have any nice things for that specific reason. So I don't mess them up. And then I was like, if he'll kill me, he'll literally kill me.
That would be really upset. It's just, not even, like, I wouldn't be mad at you, but it's just the stress of having to deal with that right now with everything else going on. Like, Jessica.
Hey, I also crashed your car.
Gosh, dang it. I don't want to have to deal with that.
And then
right
go ahead
now.
And get the Maryland State inspection after I crash your car.
So when you move to Maryland, you have to get a state. And so this is what's getting me fueled today.
Oh, you are mad.
You
today.
See, you heard me on the phone today too, didn't you?
That was the first. I mean, I was like,
you never see me get aggressive like that, have
no,
you?
No, I haven't.
So I used to be a really uptight person and I try to like let things go that I can't control. But every now and then.
No, and you have done a really good job at that.
Thank you.
You have.
Because there's some things they're out of my control. But when it's BS, I can't wait to be comfortable enough for saying bullshit. But I can only whisper it right now on this podcast because I feel uncomfortable still.
Okay.
There's some BS that like I cannot handle. And today was one of those things.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when that part of you comes out because I know it's about to go down and I'm all like, they don't even know what's
coming.
They don't know.
No. And I, you guys, I'm OCD, like not medically, what's the word? Not diagnosed. It's not diagnosed, but I just get obsessed over things.
Yes.
And so when it's BS stuff, it just goes on and on sometimes. So we have to get an inspection when we move to Maryland. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. Mm-hmm. It's got some big tires on it, right? I got it when I was in San Diego. It's a lease. And so it was already decked out and everything. It was cool. It was my birthday present to myself a couple of years ago. And so we took it to get, and it's a 2017. I'm not expecting anything to be flagged on the inspection that's going to.
You thought your car was going to be in and out in like an hour.
I was worried about y'all's cars. Your car's a little bit older. I'm like, maybe some stuff. Like Garage Boys got flagged for a couple things, but not my car. It's newer. Like, what I have to worry? It's got 20,000 miles on it. There's no issues with it. It's fine.
Yeah.
So I get a text today because I took it over to this this dealership, and the I get a text back from the dealership saying your car failed the state inspection.
And you're all hell no.
And I'm like,
yeah, I saw your. I was like, oh,
did you
God.
See my face drop? Because no, I was like,
I know. I was like, are we gonna have a bad day today?
It's you could tell we were having a great day until that moment, and then it just went south a little bit.
Yeah.
So it failed because the tires are too wide for the, what is it, the wheel well, like the covers, okay. Right? Does
and
that make
for,
sense?
Okay, no. And for people who like don't know anything about cars like myself, just imagine that like the tires are just sticking out too far. Just that's basically
right,
what it is.
Right, they're sticking.
And what was super crazy though is it just so happened that there was literally someone else had Kramer's exact car in the parking lot. And their tires
were too big.
Literally. So I was like, you better take a picture and send them the receipt
If you get a Jeep, you put big tires on it.
Right.
If you don't put big tires on it, it looks like a mom car. It's almost a requirement.
Are you serious?
Kind of.
Okay, whatever.
Because I feel like your mom, like anybody's mom might drive one, but like the little tires makes it look like just like you're like doo, 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 doo,
so
doo,
that's
around
a
town.
Style thing?
It is I'm sure some type of masculine insecurity I have with myself.
F-boy thing.
Yeah, right.
Got it.
The bigger the tires.
Makes way more sense now. It's all coming together. Why you got so upset today.
Right.
Got it.
Right. So yeah. I want big tires. I don't want tiny tires on my Jeep.
I'm so mad
Who's
at you now.
Who's going to know? Okay, right I'm now. I'm mad. I'll make a bold statement right now.
All right.
There, and I wish this was the old studio. If you're here from the Kramer and Gina Uncensored podcast, when I make bold statements, I play a trumpet sound because I'm like, there is not a woman in all of Baltimore, San Diego, Phoenix, Tampa, Savannah, Panama City, Atlanta.
Okay.
That would date a guy, hang on, that had a Jeep with some basic ass tires on it.
You're so annoying right now cares?
No.
I'm sorry, but
no.
Who gives a fuck?
No, don't say it. Don't drop the first F-bomb. We can't do it yet.
Right.
They got to like us first.
But who cares?
There's not a woman. I guarantee you, if you're a guy, every guy will agree with this. If you're a guy and you pull up to a girl's house and you got a Jeep with the stock tires on it, it's not good.
Honey, if you're only dating a man because of the tires on his car, we got a whole other issue.
Well, there has to be some female equivalent of that, right?
No.
You're not going to date a girl that like
that
has...
What?
I'm trying to just has like a basic... You're not going to... You don't buy a Jeep and put the basic stock tires on it. You don't do it. So anyway.
Okay.
So that's my point. Uh-huh. I want these tires on there. I see the guy in the parking lot.
This makes way more sense now that like
it's
I'm
ego
I'm
thing.
Yeah, because now I'm just like annoyed at you. You guys should have heard Kramer on the phone today. He was acting like somebody stole Kiki, his dog. He was acting like someone literally abducted his dog. Like, how dare you? Can we just get? I was like, world?
It was a little.
It all
bit
makes
wild.
Sense. You're ridiculous.
So I'm like going back and forth. Actually, you want to hear the whole exchange? Should I read it word for word?
Yeah, no. So they can hear how ridiculous you were
today. Because I will admit, like.
Also, you were throwing so much shade. You were like, yeah, I mean, if you don't want to get this done, then like, I'm just never going to see you guys ever again in the rest of my life. This fool said, if you do this for me, I will be your customer for life.
Yeah, no.
You were ridiculous. I said, what in the world is going on?
Okay, so here it goes. It said, the inspection fails for the fender flares. You either have to put smaller tires that don't stick out past the fender flares or larger fender flares.
Okay, also too, like, what the hell are fender flares?
I had to think about that.
No one even knows. It's just, again, let me just say, it's like when these tires are just sticking too far out on the side.
Right.
Because who really cares? No one.
So that's like when I go into like the oh my God mode. Like I'm calm 95% of the time.
Also, I will give this to you as even though I don't agree with you at all anymore and I think you're being out of control. Also, I do understand why you were being super stressed because like we're like looking for apartments. We're setting up everything else that comes with like moving and living and all this kind of stuff. So I think like this, the reason why you went even extra was because this was like the cherry on top.
100%.
Of like, I don't have
time because my tires stick out an inch too far. Because
we have so much. Yeah.
There's so much going on. I'm trying to run a dang morning show in here,
I know.
A podcast, everything else.
Oh, no.
So I said, I'm literally, you know, it's good when you start with literally. I'm literally.
Yeah. Why would you say?
Because they need to understand my frustration. I'm literally looking at another one right now with the same thing straight off the dealership lot.
Which was so amazing, though. Like, who could have? That couldn't have been planned.
Couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
I said, that can't be right.
Yeah.
I've done. Here we go. This is the Karen. This guy's so Karen. I'm embarrassed right now.
I was low-key embarrassed, too.
I said, I have done business with Jeep.
Yes.
For 15 years.
Is that true?
I've had.
So you lied. Okay.
No, I've had three. I've had four Jeeps. I've had four Jeeps.
15 years? Okay, so you lied. Moving on. It's fine.
In my family, I'm sure we've done it for 15 years.
All right, whatever.
I would want to continue with your dealership, but this is off-putting.
Off-putting? Oh, darling. How could they? You're so annoying. I'm like, now that I understand, I'm just like, that poor man.
Let me see. This is when they call me. Okay. Well, they text back. They said, I can have the inspector talk to you about it if you'd like. It's Maryland rules for tagging a vehicle. The dealership has no say in it.
Yeah, this poor man. He's like, I'm not the freaking mayor. Like, can you just please?
Mayor.
Like, I don't make the rules. Like, I'm just trying to show up and go home.
And listen, again, if you're new, I'm not typically like this. It's, to me, this is just dumb and I don't have time for it.
You're actually not. You're actually like chilled out so much, but
I don't have time for it right now. I don't have time for it. I don't have time for it. An inch of my tires sticking out too far and not being able to register my car because once the morning show starts, I'm not going to register my car. I'm not going to. It's going to take way too much time out of my day to go to the DMV. I want to get it done before we start.
Okay.
So I say in response, I say, that would be best. And then I say, unreal.
Okay.
Wow, unreal. That was
like,
an asshole.
Like, yeah. Like, this is unreal.
Unreal.
I can't.
Unreal.
This is disgusting.
How could you? Even consider
you're out of
treating me, a customer of Jeep, for 15 years.
I mean, I've only lived here for 7 days, but I swear to God, like, come on. Can you, I'm all, like, please do not come out here acting crazy.
I can admit it. Like, I know when I'm, and I knew I was in, like, wilding out mode.
You were.
They respond back with, brand new vehicles do not require a state inspection. Only vehicles changing ownership are coming into the state. And the state does not allow vehicles with tires that hang past the fender flares to pass. When they are done with that service, I can have the state inspector speak with you at pickup. And I'm like,
okay, also, though, that's like low-key shady because that car literally had the tires that you had and they're like sticking out hecka. But
thank
just because,
you.
No, okay, but that definitely
thank
doesn't
you.
Make sense.
Oh, so you can sell them like that, but you can't move them in there like that?
Exactly.
No, this is crazy.
Right. When also, I mean, yeah, no, that didn't make
so
any sense.
At this point, now I'm like,
now you're just,
I'm done.
You don't even care. No, I was so scared.
I'm caring to the max at this point. I say, you are a Jeep dealership. Like, you're a Jeep dealership.
I'm crying.
You're a Jeep dealership. Okay. How do I get around this? Like, I can't be the first Jeep that's come into state with tires that are too big because no guy is driving around stock-ass tires with their Jeep.
You're like, this is the only consistent thing in my life right now. Please don't take this from me. Yeah, no, it was out of control. I'm, oh my God.
Okay, we're not done. Okay.
We're not.
I'm not buying. I'm not buying. That's how I feel like it sounded to them when they're reading
it.
I'm not buying new tires for a lease because the tires are still brand. They're 20,000 miles on a 3-year car.
Yeah.
I'm honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's almost the same as what
literally,
I said earlier. Literally.
Same thing. You know we mean business if we throw those. No, for both of us.
I say, I'm honestly not happy with how this is being handled.
Yeah. Crying.
Okay. Very calmly, they respond. To pass MSI, which is Maryland State Inspection, you have to swap out tires or fender flares. If you charge or if you change them after the fact, we have no knowledge of it. Saying like basically.
Wait, so they basically were saying you just get the new tires, put them on and then take them off and put your other ones on. Everything's going to be fine.
Correct.
Okay,
that's all. That's basically being homie, being like, well, we don't know what happened, but I'm still not okay with this. I'm not trying to go out. I don't have time right now to go out and like buy that all this sucks. Stuff and like get all this stuff done.
I still think you're being a brat, but also that doesn't make any sense. That's
thank you.
Dumb.
Thank you.
No. You're a brat.
I'm a brat, but it's dumb.
Yeah.
So if you're being a brat over dumb stuff, it's less bratty, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
So I think this is pretty logical. I say, could you just change the tires out for me and then take them back?
Wait, what? No.
Just get some janky ass tires in the back.
No, they can't be part of the jankiness.
Why?
Because then they could get in trouble. You got to go be janky on the side and then bring it back. No. And then they act like they don't know what happened and then you leave. You can't ask them to do the dirty work for you.
The homie hookup, right? The homie hookup. Like, just take care of this for me.
They were being homies by telling you that, thinking you needed to go to like some side or whatever. But you can't ask them to do that for you because then that completely defeats what they're even trying to do.
They respond back and said, I will call the inspector down to talk to you when you pick it up.
Yeah, they're like, I can't take this.
They're
anymore.
Over me.
No, yeah.
They said, you can take the truck to any state police barracks and police? They will tell you the same thing, that it will not pass.
This man's trying to get you arrested over the phone. He said, I'm tired of you. I'm tired.
He said, we follow the guidelines because there are several consequences.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just doing my freaking job.
Now, most people would have said, okay.
But not great. Oh, no. No, you didn't.
So,
is that when you called him?
I come back in and I say, okay, which is fine, right?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Can you swap the tires for me?
After he said no.
Yeah. I said, can you swap the tires for me?
Yeah.
Do the inspection and then put them back on. Mm-hmm. Just help me with this and I'll be a good customer. I don't have time for this right now.
Okay.
He said, I will have the inspector call you. To my knowledge, no, we cannot.
He keeps going back to the inspector because he can't.
He can't deal
with
me.
What is this? Do you know this person's name?
I don't.
Okay,
this
poor man. And you know what? People here are so freaking nice. So all I'm imagining is this like sweet person.
Yeah, just trying to do his job.
Just trying to hang out.
Just trying to have a nice day. It's a state inspection. It's not even like a dealership
issue.
No,
it's completely out of his control.
Right.
And
yes.
Here you are.
And I'm out here just being like, hey, hook it up.
Having a meltdown.
At this point, I get a phone call mm-hmm. from the manager over here.
Oh, they called you?
Yeah, he called me. And he's like, hey.
Afraid.
Basically explaining the situation again. And I'm like, listen,
mm-hmm.
And is that a California thing to ask just for a hookup? Because he acted like so.
You know what? I think so.
Are we like in the wrong territory?
I think he was like, I don't want to get arrested.
Right. So we don't want to deal with it.
This person is being shady.
But he was like, listen, I will, what I'll do. He's
so
very
we're
nice.
Saying California is shady?
I think we might be shady. Like coming in with this shady mentality.
Awesome side. Yeah. So, low key. Yeah.
He's all like, let me call you. I'll talk to the inspector when we get back and I'll call you back. And he called me back. Now, this is when I was in the car with Jess. And do you want to explain how this conversation went?
Because
basically what he told me on my side was like, we can't do it. Like, you either got to buy. What makes me upset about it, because I feel like they're just trying to sell me new stuff. He's like, you can either buy new tires or you can buy new fender flares.
And I do get that, too, because part of it, I'm sure they're just trying to make a profit off you.
But are they? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, if I go to the side, we all know about the side, right?
Yeah.
The dealership is.
Usually you spend more money there. So it was kind of your fault because you already know that.
The side, though.
Even though, so this is basically your fault.
Kind of.
So it is your fault.
Because you went to the side.
Yeah.
And what's the side?
They're just super cool. They're just like, drop your car off, come, you know, when you can, and we'll figure it out.
The dealerships, they're by the book. So
because they have to be. So you did this to yourself.
I can take blame for that.
All right.
So then,
cool. Glad we all can hear, say it again.
Jess, then we're in the car, we're in an Uber. We have no car right now, right? Mm-hmm. Because Garage Boy is using Jess's car.
Yeah.
Garage Boy's car is in the side.
Yeah,
mine's in the dealership.
Because
we're all supposed to go to the DMV tomorrow, but we're not going to be able to go no more because.
I ain't going with you.
No, I'm going to get arrested.
Not. Yeah, I'm not going with you.
So I get a call. We're in Uber. And the guy more or less said, listen, I can't do it for you. You've got to buy tires or you got to buy the fender flares.
Yeah.
Now.
And, you know, you started calm.
Right.
And you did start kind of like, hey, you know, I completely understand, kind of being all fake after he completely made the other person cry over texting.
Right.
And then when he finally just told you that you weren't going to get what you wanted, then you just switched. And it's like that feeling when you know, I almost felt like I was getting yelled at, even though it wasn't even at me, but you were just so angry that I started freaking out. And you were just like, if you can't do this for me, I mean, I want to be your customer for the rest of my life. And I can't do that. If you can't do this for me, you know what? This is bullshit. Like, I was like, what? God, oh my God.
I listen, today was not one of my best days. I'm not proud of how I acted today.
Yeah.
I do, but we can agree it's kind of BS, right?
No. It's definitely dumb, but you did it to yourself. So
that's it. That's all we can say about it. Like, so. I'm more like when I'm being frustrated with them, I think I'm also just being frustrated with myself. Like, why didn't I just go to the side?
I don't know. Because you just always have to be all extra and bougie.
Because you know the side would have handled it.
No, yeah.
They wouldn't. They're out there measuring tires. They're not doing that.
No, they're just trying to get you in and out.
So in and out. Give them their $95 and move on. But now, so now I failed the inspection.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to go to the side and ask them if they'll switch tires out for me and then put them back. That's all I want. So they put different tires on it.
I don't want you to go to the same one that I went to. I don't want you to say you're my friend.
Take it off.
Yeah, you go somewhere else.
Does that sound crazy to y'all? I mean, does that sound nuts? That's all I want from them is just to put on some tires, pass the inspection, take the tires off.
Okay.
And I'll pay them to do it.
Were they really? But then they could have. They could have gotten in trouble.
I know. That's it. But like, if you're homies and you want a customer for life,
they don't even know you.
Then maybe you would hire me. I mean, you would change my tires out for me. Okay. When's Garage Boy going to be your four?
He's going to be here in a couple of minutes.
Okay, we're going to wrap this thing up. Thank you so much for listening to the Uncensored Podcast today. I'm really not an asshole all the time, I promise. I really am not. I try to be nice.
No, you've gotten a lot better.
When things are BS-y, I just turn into angry.
That's the only consistent thing you've had in your life for two years, those tires. Try to take that away from you, and so you had a meltdown.
No one's ever going
to
date me with stock tires, and you know it's true.
It was a hard day.
Yeah, thank you, Jessica.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So when we come back next episode, I want to talk to you because I'm sure there's somebody that probably knows computers better than we do.
Why?
But our old Facebook page got hacked, we think.
Yeah.
And we're just not sure who's behind it, but is it somebody we know?
Yeah.
Next week on the show, you can help us figure this out on the Uncensored Podcast. We don't have time to get to it today. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the warm welcomes and even like the not so warm welcomes to Mix.
Yeah, no, we understand. Whenever you're ready, if you want to give us a chance, and we completely understand.
We did a Facebook Live with Priestley the other day. It's the afternoon guy here, mm-hmm. and he
which is the coolest person ever.
Nicest,
I love him.
Nicest human being, most enthusiastic man about literally everything. Life.
Invited us to his house and met his whole family, met his dog. It was awesome.
And the welcome from some people was great, but then there's, of course, people that don't like the change.
Yeah.
And that's, obviously being the new show, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
But
we both understand because we've also been on the other side of it too.
Yeah. So that's the only reason I went on Facebook because there was like 50 messages like quickly after we posted the video, like, we missed the old morning show. And I'm like, I get it. I used to be the old morning show.
Yeah.
Like I know exactly how you're feeling right now. In case you're new from Baltimore, I used to be on a really popular radio show in San Diego, and then the old company, iHeartRadio, that I was with, made a bunch of cuts. They cut me.
And we worked on that show together.
Right. Jess and I were on there. But
I was there the day that they let him go, and none of us knew it was going to happen.
It was this kind of stuff is just as shocking to you as it is to
us.
Like, in some days, you're the one getting hired, and some days, you're the one getting fired. And I think that we, as radio people, have just come to
understand as well as we can,
just know it's coming. Like, nobody retires in radio, you know. Eventually your number come up, and that's it. But we're really super sensitive to the situation right now because we know that, you know, Reagan especially was in your life for
20 years, which is so special,
and it sucks. It doesn't make any sense of why he shouldn't be here anymore. But just know that we're really sensitive to it. And we know it's big shoes to fill with a lot of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that. So we're going to try our best.
And be as respectful and understanding. And
yeah,
just we want to love you.
Yep. So I think that's the best way to put it. For the warm welcomes, thank you. And mm-hmm. for the not as warm welcomes, we get it. We understand. And hopefully that, you know, when the time is right, when you've stopped boycotting Mix or you put it back on your preset, if that day ever comes, that you'll check out our show. And if it's your thing, cool. And if not, then
we get it.
Totally respect that too. But our show is going to start. So the next time that we do another podcast, our show will have already started. So we'll see you. Well, I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about it for our first couple of days. But we start Monday the 14th.
In 4 days.
Yeah. So anyway, until then, follow us on your favorite social media channel, preferably. Mm-hmm. What, IG. Which one? No.
Oh, no. The book. We love the Facebook. I love it. Honestly, guys, I haven't posted on Facebook since 2011. Do not but look me up.
This station loves Facebook. Love it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I just got to get used to it. I got to go through it because I'm sure I got some.
When do you think you stopped using Facebook?
2011.
No BS.
And then I was like, IG for life, baby. I'll get an Instagram tattoo on me right now. You know what I'm saying? And then I got a new boo TikTok. So I've just been out here. But I mean, I'm going to get back on the book. And I'm just, but please do not go through my pictures until I delete them.
Yeah, you might want to do that.
I got to do that.
You might want to do that.
Ooh, I got a BG Genie's calling me.
Oh, you want to take that? Go ahead. I'll wrap it up. Okay. Yeah, you need to finish that up. This is moving. This is love moving life. All right, bye. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is Kramer and Jess, the Uncensored Podcast, live for the very first time in Baltimore, Maryland. It is Charm City, and that's very true. Anyway, I'm Steve Kramer. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm just Steve Kramer on Facebook. I am That Guy Kramer on Instagram, and Jess is Jessica Dutra on Facebook, and on Instagram, she is Jess Do It, JESSDUIT. And we'll see you back here next week. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.